The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
That's the alert that there's a rant incoming. Wild 94.9, it's the JV Show. I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And obviously we are short Selena at the moment. Although I just, you know, I just woke her up. Jess came over and said, hey, have you heard from Selena? I said, no, I haven't heard from her. And then we walked around the office, you know, like just to make sure, like maybe there's somewhere in here she could be hanging out or something,
right?
You know, hanging
She's
out in the
tiny.
Break room.
You know, she could.
Yeah, she could have got lost in the cubicles or something. So we went searching for her. We set out a search party. Didn't find her. Unsuccessful. And then I called her and then, you know, I get the usual, and then a bevy of excuses. I just hung up, you know, because I was like, I'm not having this.
Right.
I can't have this. I had a night last night.
Oh, no,
and
Grant.
A day yesterday and a day before that. And I'm going to rant about that, you know, just unleash a rant of all rants and like this. And Selena oversleeping is just like the icing on the cake. That's not even like the bulk of my rant.
It's
going to be about last night and what's going on this week. Before I get to that, let's play, like we do every morning, the first talkback of the day.
Hey, Graham and Jess. This is Selena from Hayward. I'm on my way to work right now listening to you guys. And I'm already super late, so I'm just taking a slight detour going to Starbucks for a grande brown sugar oat milkshake and espresso extra shot. So, yeah, hope you guys have a great morning.
Oh.
Bye.
Bye. That was the first talk back of the day.
You know what,
guess
Graham?
What? You suck.
Graham, hear me out.
Okay.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we do Chug Wheel, right?
Yes.
You know, wouldn't a nice little, like, hey, punishment for all the times that Selena is late.
I'm fully bought in.
Because we said if I mess up the weather like really, really bad, you know, I'm going to have some consequences of having to chug, right?
Makes sense, yeah.
And she just rubbed it all in our face that she's late and still getting some Starbies. I'm so jealous right now. She got extra sleep. She's getting Starbies. And here we were. Struggling?
I'm fine. It's only Selena's name in the hat tomorrow for the chug wheel.
Yes!
We've settled that. All right, now to my rant. All right, here's what's going on in my household this week, and it's an absolute nightmare.
Okay.
First, on Tuesday, what's today? Thursday? On Tuesday,
yes.
Who was it first that got sick? My son, Ford, I can't remember. My daughter, Quinn, woke up with a fever. Okay, so my wife texts me. I'm here at work. She's like, Quinn can't go to school. I'm like, okay, well, that sucks. And then the next day, so then she's home, so my wife works from home, but she's busy on calls all day. So I get home from work on Tuesday. I'm full, you know, people hate it when you're babysitting your own kids, but you know, I'm used to them being at school at that time and I got some stuff, you know, to get done. And so I'm taking care of her and what bugs me and Jess, you don't have kids, but when kids are really, really sick, they're like wiped out and they're just like they can't move like anybody when they get really sick.
And
you put on a movie or whatever. My kids have this thing where, and at least this week, yeah, they have a fever, but they're still in their full jerk mode. They're living their best lives. Like she's just having fun, just, you know,
home from school.
Right. Wants to do stuff and play. But, you know, she's got a little bit of a fever, so you can't be at school with a fever. So it's like full energy still. Like, okay, this is not what I signed up for. Then the next day, of course, on Wednesday, my son wakes up, also a fever. Now he can't go to school. And it's the same thing.
But now both of them.
He's got still full jerk mode energy, but has a fever, can't be at school. So that was yesterday. So now I'm juggling both of them. My wife, that night, on Wednesday night, it was Tuesday into Wednesday morning. She was on a commercial shoot for her new company, and the shoot was in Amsterdam. She wasn't in Amsterdam. She was here remote, and the time difference, so she had to be up the entire night in front of her computer all night. So now she's in a bad mood, obviously, that next day. And then we got both kids home from school, and then she also has a full day of work following being up all night. So she's at work yesterday afternoon, and I'm dealing with two jerks who are home, quote unquote, sick because they have fevers, but they're totally fine, living their best little jerk lives.
Destroying your new house.
And so that was just like yesterday was a day. And then, okay, we're all going to bed early last night. I went to bed at 7:30.
Whoa!
The entire house. My wife's wiped out because, again, she'd been awake for 24 hours. She's like, at the entire house, we're in bed by 7:30. And I'm going, finally, one restful night's sleep. And then My dog gets me up three times to help her lift her into the bed. We've talked about this before. Three times. So already I'm like, I'm getting no sleep because I'm waking up to lift my dog, stupid dog, into the bed. And then my daughter runs in screaming, saying, there's a sound in my room. I'm like, okay. So I walk her back to bed. She wasn't lying. The smoke detector is chirping.
Oh, no.
Now, her room has a vaulted ceiling. The smoke detector is up like... I need a long ladder to get to it. I'm not about to get the ladder out and get to it. And also, these smoke detectors are hardwired, meaning they have electricity to them. They should never be chirping. I don't know why the thing is chirping. Oh, I can't figure it out. And there's nothing I can do about it at the moment. I can't grab it, take the battery. You know, I can't disconnect it. It's way too high. I'm not about to get my ladder out at 2 o'clock in the morning and climb up there. Okay, kid, come hop in the bed with us. Well... then every time it chirps, she's like, I can still hear it. I'm like, okay, I know. So I go and grab one of those sound machines. I plug that in our room. Now every time, now it's like white noise playing, but you can still hear that beep.
Oh my God.
Happening over that. Well, that's making the dog start barking. So now the dog barks every time the thing chirps. And then my daughter says, I can still hear it. And this never ending cycle just goes all night last night. Finally, I'm like, thank God I get to leave for work. You know, 3:30 in the morning. I'm like, thank God I get to get out of this mess. Good luck. My wife now texts me that she's now sick. She woke up sick and she also woke up to my son screaming, who may or may have not wet the bed. So the most disastrous night of all time happened last night. And then I'm thinking, okay, well, I'm at work, you know, whatever, you sorry, you have to deal with all that. And then Selena oversleeps.
Here we are. God. So
let's see how we can move forward.
Yeah.
And I need about 20 coffees here.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And we are short Selena, but she is hurriedly racing her way frantically oversleep. She overslept, so she is on her way in. Right now, it is time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
I guess this morning we should call it three! Because we're just going to give you three things, because normally Selena hits you with a top-line headline right now. But again, she ain't here, so we're going to go right to sports. Las Vegas Raiders made their first big splash of the offseason. They reached an extension agreement with their four-time Pro Bowl defensive end Max Crosby. It's a three-year deal worth a reported $106.5 million. That makes him the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history. $91.5 million of that is guaranteed money, by the way. That dude just got... straight paid, but he's going to make an average salary of $35.5 million a season. Big money. Wow. Nice job, Max Crosby.
Life. Well, Graham, I'm actually pretty excited about this report. I think it's a good one, but you tell me. We'll see isolated showers today, a mix of sun and clouds. By the afternoon, highs will be in the upper 50s. Most of the rain will stay south of the North Bay, but areas closer to the Golden Gate could see a few showers.
North Bay's been hella dry. We didn't get a drop. I'm telling you, I didn't get a drop yesterday.
Yeah.
But that was good.
What's going on.
I also looked ahead at the 10-day, though, and I noticed next week some rain coming back.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Oh, yeah. It's not looking good.
Hey, Aquarius besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be an 8. But listen to this. Proceed with caution. Things could get chaotic. Prioritize matters of the heart and consider what you want most and how you can create more of that.
My mom's an Aquarius. I wonder what she wants.
Things are going to get chaotic for her, but tell her to listen to her heart. All right. Next on the JV Show, I want to play a piece of audio for you, Jess, and for you guys listening.
Okay.
And see, it's a musical group, but I want to see if you can guess what kind of instruments they are using to create these sounds.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Selena overslept this morning. She is on her way in as we speak. Probably, if you're driving across the Bay Bridge, she probably blasted past you in whatever lane, probably bobbing and weaving.
And
trying
a Starbucks
to get here.
In hand.
Yeah, just living her best life, just with that extra hour or two of sleep that she got. All right, I want to play a piece of audio for you, Jess, and for you listening. And I want to see if you can guess. Use your imagination and listen close and see if you can guess what kinds of instruments, because these are not traditional instruments made out of traditional instrument material. These aren't made out of wood or brass or whatever other instruments are made out of. These are made out of something unique. So give a listen to this beautiful, beautiful song that they've composed for you. And let me know if you can guess what they're playing. Funky. A lot of different sounds.
I like it.
That one might have been a fart. Any guesses, Jess?
Balloon.
They're not playing the balloons. But listen. It does sound a little balloony, that one part.
Right?
But it's not.
Sounds like elephant tea as well. Like,
playing elephant tea?
Is this at a zoo? Like, is this like an elephant?
These are not zoo animals playing. All right, give it one more just quick listen. I'll give you a hint. You can eat it. What is it?
Oh, wait, no. You can eat it?
Yep.
Oh, I was going to say, like moving your hand on a window. You know how it, like, makes that? Yeah.
Yeah. All the sounds, though, the beat, everything. Every sound in this is made by something you can eat.
Watermelon.
Nope, there's no watermelons playing. There's no watermelons being played right now.
Oh, my gosh, what is it?
Pretty good, though, right?
Yeah, I like it.
I like this song. It's catchy. That's the world's first and maybe only orchestra that it uses exclusively vegetable instruments.
What?
Vienna's Vegetable Orchestra. They just earned a world record, by the way, but I don't know, by playing 344 different concerts over the course of 24 or 27 years or something, all playing just vegetables.
Oh,
those were all vegetables you were hearing being played in those songs. Now, look, they customize each of their vegetables. You can watch them. They're using drill bits to hollow out carrots to make little flutes and stuff. I mean, they very heavily manipulate them, but they have all sorts of different vegetable instruments, and that's all you're hearing being played right there is all vegetables. Vienna's Vegetable Orchestra.
Nice job. Honestly, that's better than some producers out there. So
I think they're onto something.
Get
it's pretty
Ariana
good.
Grande in that studio with them.
It's very environmentally friendly. They say all the instruments, each instrument will only last about 6 hours before it starts to wilt too much or whatever. And then they, they compost all those instruments. Any unused vegetables that don't get turned into instruments, they cook into soup at night and serve to the maybe the guests of the concert. Get some free vegetable soup.
Veggie soup?
I don't know. I don't want soup made out of whatever carrot somebody was blowing over there.
No,
thanks. And they said the only thing they want people to know is because they get asked it at every show, are you guys vegetarians? And they say no, they are not vegetarians. Do not ask us that. We get that question at every show.
That'd be kind of cool if they were.
It makes more sense.
Yeah, it would make their message like better.
If they have albums out, if you want to listen to Vienna's Vegetable Orchestra, you can catch them on their albums.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, well.
Wild 94.9. Hey, guys.
Look what the cat dragged in.
Yeah. Didn't get to stop at Starbucks. Dang it.
Oh.
How was that extra hour of sleep,
though?
Dang it.
It was much needed. Thank you guys for that.
Must be nice.
Much, much needed.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so I'm here. Hey, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Hi.
It was so great watching the sunrise with all of you on 580. Hope you have a great day at work, everyone.
Wow.
And we have a talk back, I guess.
Sure.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Natalie from Sacramento. I just wanted to give a shout out to Graham. I heard your rant this morning. I feel your rant energy, okay? I've been trying really hard these days to focus on gratitude, and I just think it's so amazing that you are, like, the backbone of your family. You know, you're really the backbone of this show now. And it's just really awesome that you can be relied upon to be there when times are tough. So props to Graham. Love you all, though, you know, but, you can do this.
I appreciate
it.
Look,
you did it.
In my gratitude era, thank you for leaving that talk back, but that's where my gratitude era ends. Selena?
Guess what? You suck.
The smoke detector that was going off in my house last night?
Guess what? You suck.
A kid that peed the bed?
Guess what? You suck.
Both my kids that have a fever?
Guess what? You suck.
My dog that was barking all night?
Guess what? You suck.
That's how I feel about everything.
Smoke detector, with no fire, though? It was just going off?
No, it was doing the chirp like it was out of batteries.
Oh!
But I don't know. I don't want to get into it. It shouldn't be chirping. I don't know. The thing's malfunctioning.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's hardwired in. They're all interconnected with all the other ones in the house. It's got power to it. You know, it's never mind. I don't want to get into it.
Okay.
But I didn't want to get out a 20-foot ladder in the middle of the night to go get it. Let's put it that way.
Annoying. Anything you want to talk about here, though, Graham? Are you going through it?
I did want to talk about something this Florida thief did, and I want to ask you guys if you would... Well, let me hold my question for a second. This Florida jewelry thief swiped more than $700,000 of jewelry from a Tiffany's there And he went into the store, said he was a representative of an Orlando Magic basketball player. So show me the good stuff. Bring out the big diamonds. And they brought out a pair of 4.86 carat diamond earrings worth 160 grand, a pair of over 8 carat diamond earrings worth over $600,000, and then one massive diamond ring that was worth over $500,000. He said, reports say that he just grabbed the jewelry, started in a struggle with employees, and then just tried to take off running.
Oh,
he dropped
God.
The ring, but managed to take both pairs of earrings. Now, he fled the scene in a car. They saw what the car was. They reported it to police. He was pulled over a short time later and arrested. Sometime right before he was about to get arrested, he decided to swallow those pairs of earrings.
My God.
Actually, not a bad idea.
That sounds painful, though.
Yeah.
Of course it's painful.
Like the sharp part that goes through your ear. Imagine having to swallow that.
Oh, I was talking about... I thought you were talking about at the other end.
Oh, that too.
When you pass the earrings. Yeah, but then at least you have, I don't know, $700,000 worth of jewelry in your stomach. Anyways, he swallowed them and made some mention of it in the back of a cop car saying, I should have just thrown them out the window. And they're like, what? Wait. Where are they? And I don't know if he admitted it, but then they did a scan on his stomach and there were the earrings in his stomach. Now, they Orlando police have declined to comment on whether or not the earrings have been recovered.
Ew.
Yet.
That's disgusting.
Now, I wanted to ask you, and if they weren't recovered yesterday, they're likely going to be recovered today.
Unless he's backed up, really backed up.
And, you know, a stressful situation like an arrest and a night in jail.
Yeah, maybe you can't go.
Throws you out of your rhythm.
Yeah.
So
he recently went on vacation, I heard.
Maybe that can do it also. So maybe they have yet to be recovered. But when they are recovered, would you wear them?
Yes.
Because this is a $600,000 pair of diamond earrings. And let's just say they are recovered from this guy's stomach. Let's say he stole them from you, Selena. And you get them back. Would you wear them?
I mean, after cleaning, right? Not straight from.
Not straight from.
Okay. But of course. Yes.
Scrub all you want. Those things still pass their way through a man's digestive tract and out the you know what.
I think it's worth it.
Yeah. If it
Jess,
was,
would
if
you
it
wear
was,
these?
If it was cheap earrings, then obviously not. But six, like, what did you say? 700?
One pair was worth over 600 grand.
Yeah. See, that's a lot of money. So
you know that every time you wear them, you're going to catch just a little whiff.
Oh, every time you turn your head, the little dangly things are like slapping you in the face.
Yep. And you're going to be like, oh, yeah, these were inside of a man's. And then they passed through a man's.
That's disgusting.
And then they fell into a toilet
Maybe
full
I'm out.
Of a man's.
Maybe I'm out for that reason. Because I every time I would wear them, I would have that thought in my mind. Like you can't
I'm still wearing
it.
And just put those things in a dishwasher. You'll be fine.
A dishwasher? I don't think it works like that. You have to clean these things by hand. $600,000 pair of earrings.
So, Graham, would you wear something? Even if it wasn't earrings, something else, maybe a watch?
Yep. I get less grossed out.
An entire watch? Who is swallowing a watch?
Somebody's done it before. You know it's
that
happened.
That would not
There's
make
a lot
through.
Of guys. Like, send me her number.
Yeah. Oh, what? The entire thing, watch.
Swallowing
huh?
earrings, though, that is so bold. Imagine that, like, the pokey part, like the stick that goes through your ear. Imagine it, like, getting caught, like, snagging, piercing you, but then, like, ripping the entire way down or something
of
like
your,
that. Like, that could have been dangerous.
Oh, again, you're talking about you're first swallowing them. Got it.
No, both.
Yeah, I'd be worried about them catching and ripping.
All of it.
Uh-huh.
Stomach lining, rectum, you know, everything.
There it is. Yeah, anyways, you're sick.
You're gross, you guys. Gross. You brought it up.
Yeah, that's true.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
The Truth with Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner. Remember I told you yesterday they were like way too close for a couple of co-parents
they
at a kid's birthday party.
Snuggling on a paintball field.
They weren't full on snuggling, but they were pretty close. They were just on the field and Ben put his arm around her waist really low, as you pointed out, Graham.
Oh, yeah.
And he like pulled her in close, like his junk was like practically on her leg. Like it was kind of weird. Anyways, according to all these new reports, they are not getting back together romantically, despite all the speculation. A source is calling this just ridiculous gossip. That's all it is. And is saying that there's no interest from Ben. And he's as happy as can be, just happy they're good friends and in a great co-parenting situation. I'm not buying this for one second. Mm-mm.
I feel like somebody always, there's always one person that wants a little more, right?
In I this think case, so.
In it's this Ben. Case, it's yeah. him.
And it's so obvious.
But that is the ideal scenario when you're getting along co-parenting, right?
Yeah. I mean,
at least that part, for the kid's sake and the family's sake.
That part's great.
That part's great.
Which makes me kind of sad for him because I feel like he's only happy when he's with her. He seems a lot happier.
I was just going to point that out. You look at any picture when they're together with this Jen, he is actually smiling. Yep. He looks happy. You don't see him like that any time else with anybody else.
He always looks angry.
Yeah. So apparently Ben is not focused on dating, doesn't have any interest in it. He's working on a new movie and he just wants to be able to spend as much time with his kids as he can.
Okay.
According to the source. Plus, you know, Jennifer Garner, she's been in a whole other relationship. So she's not here for it. And then I saw reports that Jennifer Lopez, she feels betrayed.
Oh, of course.
Of course she does. Uh-huh. This has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, stay out of this, J-Lo.
Yeah, I think there are a little bit of feelings there. I don't know if he'll ever act on them more than what we saw over the weekend.
Yeah.
Is what I think.
It's a guy. He's a guy.
For now.
Okay.
The police officer who arrested Justin Timberlake was just named Officer of the Year.
Good job.
At the Sag Harbor Police Department. Remember, he was a rookie. He was a new guy, Michael Arkinson, and he was just praised for making an immediate impact within the department and the community. I guess he made a ton of arrests and summonses, one of those being Justin Timberlake, and so they're like honoring him.
Didn't he let him go the first time with a warning or something?
Yes.
And then
yes.
arrest him later? You don't, when someone's driving drunk, you don't be like, oh, okay, get home safe. You arrest them. They're
right.
driving drunk.
And you're only getting this award because you arrested Justin Timberlake.
And got your department to go viral. No one had ever heard of your police department
Never
before.
Never heard of that place.
Right.
Sag Harbor?
Nice job, Skip. Or what's his name?
Michael.
Nice
Arkinson.
Job, Michael.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, a major change has been announced to the newest edition of the beloved Monopoly board game. I don't know if you guys are ready for this, but I want to know if you're here for it.
Okay.
They're getting rid of the paper money. No more money in the game. When this newest edition of Monopoly hits store shelves in August, you will no longer be counting your cash by hand as you pass go to collect that $200. Instead, listen to this, all transactions in the game will be done on an app on your phone.
Boo!
The Monopoly app banking.
Mm-mm.
It's designed to speed up play and make the game more enjoyable. It'll serve as the banker. Each player will manage their own money using the app, and each player must have their own phone. So I guess that kind of eliminates some young kids, because how are they going to play?
Or older people that
don't know how to use a phone. Yeah. They have those
the
flip phones. Yeah.
It's going to handle all the transactions within the game, all the money, and keep track of which properties you own. And so it's all app-based. Also gone, here's another major change. The two most expensive properties, Boardwalk and Park Place.
What?
Why?
Not there. In their place are Rocket Launch Pad and Moon. I guess we've gone full Elon.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
I don't like this.
I don't like change. I don't do well with change.
I don't like this either. Also because I think there was one valuable skill that Monopoly was helping to teach young people, and that's this thing called math. And without it, and you having to count out and add up the money to figure out how much you pay or how much somebody owes you, and now it's all just done on an app. There's one little like lesson that's lost from the game, right?
The intensity of the game as well. You know, like if you're mad, you can throw the money.
Yeah,
or
and
you,
storm off.
Yeah.
Now and it's like seeing how much money everybody has. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, hey, let me see
like
your...
Like you can tell how broke
your
somebody
Monopoly
is.
Mobile
like,
app.
I have like one little bill left.
How much you have in your Monopoly account? Let me see your app.
I don't like this.
I mean, it is very 2025 though. It's on because how often do you use paper money, Selena?
Oh.
See, it's been a while.
Never.
So there you go. So there you go. I guess
I get it.
A sign of the times.
When's the last time you guys actually played Monopoly, though?
Oh, it's been a while.
And there's that.
20 years.
Yeah.
30 years.
But I want to know that if I play it again.
My grandparents told me about it when I was a kid.
I see it at Target sometimes. Don't go near it. Don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I can't with you guys.
Were you saying something, Jess?
Nah, forget about it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to What the Bleep, we have a couple of talkbacks. By the way, it's the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hey, JV Show. This is Henry from Pittsburgh. I'll do a quick comment on a Monopoly game. I'm kind of for it. Not too bad. But, you know, it takes away the fact that whoever's the banker can kind of, you know, steal the money to have a little extra in their pocket. So that kind of beats the purpose there, but I'm up for it. We're good. Have a good day, guys. Bye.
Yes. Go ahead, Edgar.
I was just saying, we were just talking about the new Monopoly. The newest Monopoly edition that's coming out in August is not going to have paper money anymore. You're going to have to play from an app on your phone. That's going to manage your money and keep track of the properties that you own. And he's right. That takes away the game's biggest advantage, which if you're not cheating in that game, you're not trying. You are always, true. Especially if you're the banker, it helps. And you can slide one of those $500 bills under your stack over there. And cheating in Monopoly is as old as time.
Wow.
Best strategy.
Part of the game. Cheated.
Part of the game.
You've never cheated in Monopoly where you just pad your pile of money? Because like, who's going to audit you and remember the exact total that you should have there?
That's true. I don't know. Just an honest person, I guess.
Okay.
Good morning, JV Show. Selena, I have two questions.
Okay.
If you're late, like you were late today, did your boss get mad at you? That's the first question. Second question, what's the punishment? Honestly, like you are late like many times. Did they say something to you that they get mad at you? Who's your boss?
That's a great question. Good questions. Can you care to answer them?
Yeah. So first one, does the boss get mad at me? Probably. So I just avoid him at all costs.
Yeah, for like the next week.
You just don't make eye contact. Don't walk by his office. Just avoid the guy, right? I feel like I low-key get in trouble by Graham. There's not like an actual punishment. I feel like him just being disappointed in me is like punishment enough. Because that feeling when you get that call and you're like, oh my God, I overslept. And he's like, are you serious? And then the hang up in your ear. And it's the worst feeling
ever.
Just
saw the hang up this morning.
Yeah,
I can still hear Selena talking. And I hit hang up. Well, because at that moment, now I got to shift gears. I got to plan for different stuff. I got to start prepping other things. Because now like, I'm...
feeling like you've let dad down is like the worst.
Stop.
So I think that's the punishment.
The hang-up this morning was so legendary.
Yeah, I'm glad I was there to witness it.
Thanks for asking. All right, what the bleep? It's where you can win a Chug Mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guess on that same talkback right there in the new and improved iHeartRadio app. All right, so here is today's clip. Wearing a at least with me isn't even a question. If you're getting in, you're putting one on.
Oh,
period.
So you tell them like
that's
straight
good.
Up.
That is good advice. Right. I remember learning that in middle school health class. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so keep your guesses PG, please. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess on, like Selena said, the newly improved iHeartRadio app, where you should have added us as a preset, by the way, by now. You've been warned. All right. You got to get your guesses in quick because the very first correct answer of the morning is the only one winning that Chug Mug.
That's right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show Chug Mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you missed our clip of the day, let's get to it once again. Wearing a at least with me isn't even a question. If you're getting in, you're putting one on.
That's okay. Good. That's good. You got to protect yourself.
Yes.
It's your interest, too.
It's really safe for everyone,
right.
I think. Yeah. All right, remember, this is a family show, you sicko, so keep your guesses clean. Let's run through some of your talkbacks now.
Good morning, this is Bob from San Jose. My guess is swimsuit.
Swimsuit.
That's probably the most popular guess this morning, swimsuit. So you don't want, I guess that makes sense, you don't want somebody skinny dipping in your pool.
Ew.
What's disgusting. The difference, though? The water is washing over all your business.
The difference
regardless.
Is I have to see it if you're skinny dipping. Okay, and I'm
what
there.
If they're already
that.
In the pool, though?
Ah, but I feel like even though it's thin fabric, it still protects
and
from
it's
something.
Containing the hairs.
It doesn't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. They're everywhere.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lori in Morgan Hill, and my guess is dress. Have a great day. Bye.
A dress, maybe like a fancy event or something.
Yes, if you're getting in here, you're putting on a dress, Graham.
Right. Fine, I'll do it.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kayla from Livermore, and my guess is helmet. This one's pretty tricky. Thanks, guys.
Oh, that's a great guess.
Very good one. Helmet.
Ooh, but it's not the correct one. All right, continue to leave those guesses.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Playing What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show Chug Mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. Look, in case you missed today's clip, here it is. Wearing a at least with me isn't even a question. If you're getting in, you're putting one on. End of
good for you
conversation.
Stand on business.
I do stand on business sometimes. Not always. Okay. Here I do, though. Let's go through some of your guesses.
What's up, JV Show? It's me, Ryder, calling from Walnut Creek. And my guess for the Bleeped Out word is mask. As long as you're with me, you have to wear a mask. Okay, have a great day.
That's a great guess.
That's a very good guess. When's the last time you guys wore a mask?
Like 2 years ago, maybe?
Like a face mask. I put on like one of those like pore clearing ones over the weekend.
Okay.
That counts.
So a few days ago, I guess.
Hi, this is Layla and Bianca from Daly City, and we think the bleeped out word is life jacket.
Life jacket, that's a great guess.
That was a popular guess this morning.
Ooh, but not the correct one.
Nope.
Hi, JV Show. My name is Kalea, and I'm from San Jose, and I think the bleeped out word is bra. I don't know. Thanks.
Oh, my
bra.
God.
Bra. If you're getting in here, you are putting that bra on, and you're going to like it.
I cannot imagine demanding somebody wear a bra. Graham, are you wearing a bra today? Go back home and put that thing on.
This is April from Pleasant Hill, and my guess is seatbelt.
Seatbelt. Oh. Here's today's clip. Unbleeped. Wearing a seatbelt, at least with me, isn't even a question. If you're getting in, you're putting one on.
Put it on.
Yeah.
Put it on.
You must. Yep. Selena, are you a religious seatbelt wearer?
I am.
For some reason, I picture you just like, I don't need a seatbelt.
Really?
Look at me.
No.
I feel like you flaunting the non-seatbelt.
No, I always have my seatbelt on.
I've never understood that. As if it impedes people's, like, what is it doing? Right? Like, as if it gets in the way of you. Like, where would you be going? You're sitting in a seat.
Oh, I mean, sometimes because I'm short people problems, it'll like choke me out. So sometimes I'll have to like put my arm over it, and then people get so mad when I do that because it's not the proper way to wear it. But like,
you
sometimes
need a little booster
seat. Yeah, you have to have a booster seat.
Yeah. But also, I prefer putting the seatbelt on than that beeping sound.
Seriously?
Yeah. Oh my God, it's so annoying. I hate.
Graham, does your car even have that?
It has a blinking light, but it does not have a sound. But even the blinking light is annoying.
It's annoying.
Yes. And sometimes you put like a heavy bag of groceries on there and it's blinking at you the whole way. Like, dude, it's just groceries. How do you know? I don't know how it knows. Some sort of sensor, obviously. All right, first and foremost, April in Pleasant Hill. Shout out to April. What's up, April? What's up? Brand new JV Show Chug Bug. And it's coming your way because you had the very first correct answer this morning. And wow, she beat out the masses of people.
Wow.
A lot of people to shout out this morning. We're not going to be able to shout them out all, but damn it, I'm going to try. Adam in San Jose had it, so did Owen and Jessica in Gilroy. Elizabeth in San Jose, Jessica in Alameda, Ricky in San Jose. What's up, Ricky? What's up?
Woo!
James in Clovis had it, so did Jen in South City, Michael in Walnut Creek, our boy, nobody special, Christina and Malia in Richmond had it, so did Julie in Bay Point, Joanna in Manteca, Amanda in Hayward, Athena in the East Bay, Cat in Pensacola, Florida.
Wow.
Am I reading that? JV Show, hang on, let me look it up. Number one in Pensacola, Florida. We did it, everyone. They said it couldn't be done. Nice work. Mary and Benicia had the correct answer. Of course, not quite fast enough. Jeff in Hayward. What's up, Jeff? What's up? Our buddy Charles in San Jose had it, so did Kathy and Tracy. Yesenia in Concord. Carlos in San Jose. Melanie in San Mateo. Daisy in Lodi. What's up? Did JV Show come in strong in Lodi?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I know we're number one there, but like the signal, does it come in there?
Oh,
maybe app listening.
On the app, yeah.
Dominic from Santa Rosa had the correct answer, so did Henry from Pittsburgh. Allison, she didn't say where she's from. She's too big for that. She don't care. Bianca in Daly City had it, so did Irma in Concord. Jason in Vallejo. Soledad in Pittsburgh. What's up, Soledad? What's up? Our buddy Jackson in Concord. Monica in South City. Christian in Pleasanton. Let me just look because I, you know, people have played the game and they want the dang shout out. And I would like to shout them out. Sunscreen. No, that's not the right one. Bree in San Jose had it, so did Daniel in Brentwood.
Christy Pleasant Hill.
Christy in Pleasant Hill. I mean,
oh my
guys,
God, so many people.
So many people got it correct this morning. So shout out to April for squeaking that answer in there first. Nice job. And if you didn't win today, hell, we'll do it again tomorrow.
That's right. Same time, 7:05. Mm-hmm. You're on the JV Show. Don't forget, Disney tickets
are
coming up very soon. We're going to get to the JV Show's Yup Nope game closer to 7:35. So make sure you're here for your chance to win. By the way, this is the last day we are doing Disney tickets. So
repeat that.
Is your last day to win these Disneyland tickets.
No.
All right, so that is coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And let's go to the phones. Hi, who's this?
This is Sydney.
Hey, Sydney. Good morning. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
We are great. I mean, not as good as you. You have the chance to win something really amazing right now.
A 4-2-day, one park per day. Disneyland resort tickets.
Sydney, just do not blow this, okay?
Seriously. Yeah.
Today's the last day to win Disney. This is like one of your last chances. No pressure, though.
Hey. All right. I've got some kiddos in the car with me. Can they play, too?
Of course. My only advice is because we always encourage families to play together and to play along, but don't spend a lot of time on every question, like, you know, throwing out possibilities and thinking you will run out of time. Right. Yeah.
And no cheating.
And no cheating. Thank you, Graham. Question number one.
We promise.
Here's question number one. Who was the author of How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Dr. Seuss.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, indeed, Dr. Seuss. All right, question number two. Arlington National Cemetery is home to the iconic memorial known as the Tomb of the Unknown what?
Soldier.
Yep.
That's right, Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
This. Question number three. Sodium chloride is the proper chemical term for what common household cooking ingredient?
Salt.
Yep.
Yes. Good job.
These are easy. You guys don't even need this last one. You've already won the game and won those Disneyland tickets, but let's see how smart you are. Question number four. Pyrophobia is the fear of what?
Fire.
Yep.
Wow.
That's pretty sweet. Woo!
Four for four.
Nice job.
And four again because you just got 4 2-day, 1 park per day Disneyland Resort tickets.
And you guys at the Disneyland Resort, the happiest place on earth, we knew that, right? You'll find all kinds of happy, the travel to a galaxy far, far away kind of happy, or the my dream is finally coming true kind of happy, and you just won. Congrats!
Congratulations.
Thank you. We play every morning, so this was so much fun to get through.
Aww. It was so nice easy job. For you guys, too. Sydney, really quick, let's shout out the kiddos in the car.
I got William, Maddox, Jordan, and Jake.
Oh, it's a full car.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
They gave me all the answers, so they did awesome.
Nice job, guys.
Well, great job. All right, congratulations. Hang on for those Disney tickets. Everyone else, 8:20 this morning, another chance to win. Make sure you're right here on the JV Show for details on how you can win them. Graham, we got some shout-outs?
We do. My DM's on fire last night and this morning. I got one here. It says, Grammy! Auntie sliding into your DMs. Can you please wish Juliana a very happy 8th birthday? We love you so much, and we are so proud of you. Love Auntie Jackie, Uncle Sean, Ollie, Stella, Winston, and Grayson. So happy, happy birthday,
woo!
Juliana.
Who gives a fart?
Happy birthday.
Another one. Hi, my son's birthday is this Sunday. Can you please give him a shout out tomorrow? Well, I got this yesterday. We listen to you every day before school drop offs. Happy 17th birthday to Jacob. Love mom, dad, and brother Mason. Can't wait to celebrate you this Sunday, son. So happy birthday, Jacob.
Who gives a fart?
That's true. Another one. Hey, Graham, time for my yearly DM for a birthday shout out for my husband, Evan. His birthday's on Saturday, but we will be out of town for a bachelor party, so I won't get to celebrate him, but I still want to say happy birthday and make sure he feels the birthday love, and I hope he has some fun birthday without me. He will. It's a bachelor party. Don't worry about that. So happy, happy birthday there to Evan.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, great point.
She left her very first talkback for Disney tickets, and she's going to try again today. Good luck. Another one here. Hey, Graham, March 6th is my boyfriend Caesar's birthday. Can you please give him a shout out from his daughter Valeria and son Caesar Jr. and the love of his life, Maria. So happy birthday, Caesar.
Happy
Who
birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, wanted to wish my beautiful daughter Juliana, aka Julia, happy 8th birthday. Maybe this is mom, because Auntie shouted her out a minute ago. She's the most sweetest, loving, and caring girl we know. We love her so much. Mom, dad, and your big sister, Alina. So happy birthday.
Woo!
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, just another mom sliding into your DMs wanting to shout out my kids and husband. We listen to you guys every day on our way to school, and the kids always say, poor Graham has to deal with all these ladies. Trust me, I know. But they also love them as well. It's a great show. If you can please give a shout out to my son Liam and daughter Ava and Nugget Ayala and say, who gives a fart?
Who gives a fart?
No problem. And lastly, a shout out to Luis Ayala for being the best husband and superhero dad. We listen to you guys every morning. And of course, who gives a fart? That's
who
from
gives
Stephanie.
A fart?
Good morning, Graham. Please, please send a birthday shout out to our baby girl, Sophie. She turns double digits today. She's the smartest, sweetest girl and such a little baller. We listen to the JV show every morning before school. It'd mean a lot to her. Happy birthday, Sophie. Love mommy, daddy, Achi, Apollo, and Teddy.
Who gives a fart?
Happy birthday.
Can you guys give a shout out to my kids, Avery and Jonah? They're doing a fun run fundraiser at school today. Hearing their names on the radio would be motivating. Also, we've unsuccessfully called in every morning trying to win the Disneyland tickets. This would be a very cool consolation prize. That's from Dad John. So shout out to Avery and Jonah.
Who gives a fart?
Another one, Graham. We're a loyal since day one Doghouse Day listeners. Please give my kiddos a shout out. Jalen, Jahir, and Milanka from Castro Valley. Have a great day. And we've been calling trying to win those Disney tickets. Please tell them we're trying and not to lose hope. Thank you. Happy Thursday, fam. That's from Geraldine.
Who gives a fart?
And one more auntie in your DMs, Graham. Shout out to Rocky Owen for his 8th birthday. It's a belated birthday, though, but better late than never. And that is from Auntie Leon. So happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, you said talkback's already coming in for Disney tickets.
Yeah, people are jumping the gun just a little bit on that. Wait till 8:20. That's between 8:20 and 8:50 is your last chance on the talkbacks to win a 4-pack of Disneyland tickets. Right. I know people want those.
I know. We appreciate you guys trying to be on top of it, but those ones, unfortunately, aren't going to count. It has to be left, around 8:20 this morning. All right, Graham.
The situation is devolving in my household rapidly. You missed the earlier part of the show. I detailed the last couple of days and last night, which were nightmares. My kids have had fevers, had to stay home from school. Then last night was just an all-out horrible night. I got no sleep. One of our smoke detectors started chirping in the middle of the night. It was way too up high. I couldn't get a ladder out to stop it. And so my daughter's awake all night. The dog's barking. I got no sleep. And I had high hopes that both kids, though, would be back returned to school today because it seemed like they were getting better. And then I just got, and I'm going to play this, I just got this message on our doorbell camera because my daughter likes to leave me messages there in the morning because she knows I'll check them. And it's not good, you guys. It's gotten bad.
Hi, Dad. We're just showed up. Literally, I don't like this. And I don't think maybe he will go to school. I don't know. Sorry, but he showed up really bad. He's crying. And yeah, all of that. Bye, Dad. You had a great morning. Bye.
Up everywhere really bad is what I heard. And
your
I like how she's glass half full there at the end. She's like, but we had a great morning. No, you didn't. Kids are yakking all over the house. Oh my.
I love her.
This is a nightmare.
This is not good.
Oh my God. Great. Movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so Katy Perry reached out to Taylor Swift for career advice. Let me really quick lay out why this is kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. You remember back in 2013, they had one of the biggest feuds ever?
Oh, that's right.
Because Taylor accused an unnamed artist, which was later confirmed to be Katy Perry. She accused her of trying to sabotage her tour by hiring all of her backup dancers, and so Taylor was left like backup dancerless. Mm-hmm. And it turned into this feud that lasted years.
How that whole thing started. Yes. I remember they had beef, but I forgot
why. Okay. And then Taylor put out Bad Blood, and that was about Katy Perry. Then that went back and forth. Anyway, so Katy has reached out to Taylor Swift. By the way, they squashed that years ago. Mm-hmm. And they've already like publicly shown that they are friends and they support one another. But Katy reached out to Taylor Swift regarding her upcoming tour. You know, she has 83 tour dates coming up. The Lifetimes tour kicks off in April. And apparently Katy is really frustrated about the lack of spotlight for her tour. I guess that's what they're calling poor ticket sales these days. And so
that's a nice way to spin it. Okay.
And so who better to turn to than Taylor Swift? Not only because Katy's impressed by how much money, you know, Taylor makes off of her tours.
Obviously.
But also about the costume she wore, the set design, you know, the lighting and all that. So she's been grilling her about the production part of her tour. And she's like a sponge just soaking up all this tour game to try to implement some of these things on her own tour, you know, trying to get all the help she can to set herself up for success.
Won't matter. It won't matter. Taylor Swift is an anomaly. You can't look at Taylor Swift's tour and go, man, I should get out on tour. You see how much money she made and wow, and the demand and the lines of people and people losing their minds doing whatever they could and the people camping out across from stadiums just so they could catch just a tiny glimpse of the stage. Mm-hmm. That ain't going to happen for you. It's just not. You can't. Taylor Swift, what we saw with her Eras tour is probably a one-off. We may never see anything
It'll
like that.
It'll never happen again.
It just became a cultural phenomenon. Like it took on a life of its own. It became bigger than life. And the amount of money people were paying for tickets and the demand, this is not going to happen
again.
She was
like disrupting economies. Do you remember that?
In a good way.
In a good way.
Taylor had the hype already building up before the tour. That's the difference. Is here, Katie wants to bring the hype with the tour, but that's not going to happen if nobody's talking about you before it.
You just have
They are, but not in a good way this time. Not in a good way.
I hope she has people around her that are brave enough to give her that sort of reality check. Or maybe she already knows. She knows, but like when you launch an 83-day tour and you're looking at really big venues, it's just not going to stack up.
See, and that's what I was going to say. There's nobody around her that's going to tell her this. Like, she's even turning to Taylor for advice, and Taylor, because, you know, she's just the sweetest and nicest person ever. She's giving her all this advice, trying to help her. But, you know, deep down inside, Taylor knows the truth. The tour's going to flop just like your album did. But she'll never say that to her.
Wow, the Katy Perry shade you just threw there.
But it's true.
But it is true.
It's true.
Because then at least she's trying. Like, she's trying her best get back in there.
But it's not unique to Katy Perry. We've seen it happen, obviously, with other big artists, J-Lo, Timberlake, you know, all these other ones that, like, you would think. It's just that the landscape of concerts and these big tours has changed, and Taylor Swift's part of the reason. I mean, she altered the landscape of these, and what we deem a successful tour now is, like, she's moved the goalposts so far that nobody will ever achieve it.
Do you think Taylor will ever reach maybe 20 years from now? Do you think she'll ever experience what these other artists are experiencing, the Timberlakes and J-Lo's? Do you think there'll be a time where Taylor, 20 years from now, she's like, I'm going back on tour, and nobody goes?
People are like, do I want to see a 60-year-old Taylor Swift perform? Yeah, I do. I'll pay $1,000. I don't know. But I kind of think that everybody has their moment, and then there will be the new next big thing that demands a lot more.
Right. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, if you are a lottery player and you live in the North Bay, got some exciting potential news for you.
Is that you?
Yeah, but I didn't play this one. The Super Lotto drawing last night. We have ourselves a winner. The California Super Lotto Plus $30 million jackpot.
Oh, my God.
That ticket was sold at 8510 Gravenstein Highway in Cotati, which is kind of by Rohnert Park in the North Bay. Somebody is waking up $30 million richer this morning. Try to be happy for them,
guys. I hate this for them.
What do you mean?
I can't be happy.
$30 million, you can be happy. The people that win the $1.8 billion things, I'm like, you don't need all that. But $30 million, like, that's, we should be happy for them, right?
I can't. I just can't find it in my heart to be happy for this person.
Wow, they're probably listening right now.
I'm sorry.
Well, check your ticket. 3, 13, 17, 23, and 35. Mega number. Oh. 24.
Those are some good numbers.
$30 million, Richard.
Those are all my lucky numbers.
I know. I was going to play those exact numbers, and I forgot to get them yesterday.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. First of all, you guys, on this Katy Perry, Taylor Swift thing, Katy Perry music ain't even close to as good as Taylor Swift, let alone she totally jumped the shark by joining American Idol. And I got news for you. Taylor Swift's next tour will be just as big as the Eras tour. But like you said, there's no comparison between the two. And Katy Perry's everywhere. That American Idol ruined her career, if you ask me.
Wow.
Shots fired, but...
Or was it already ruined before that?
You can agree with a few things.
I think it might have already
been. I think American Idol pulled her off the trash heap. I'm kidding. Wow. I'm joking. Kind of. I'm not. I am joking.
Graham, before we get to why you should never have surgery on a Friday, yes, there's new information. We're going to get to that in a second. We have an update on what's going on at your house?
Oh, no.
The situation's devolved. It's now gotten worse. You missed it a minute ago. I played some audio from a doorbell message on our doorbell camera that my daughter left, and she said, Dad, this morning's not good. Ford throwed up he throwed up this morning. He throwed up. My daughter Quinn's 5, by the way. My son is 7 years old, and I said, yeah, each of them had a fever this week, and it seemed like they were all better, and my wife Kate was set to get them off to school today, finally, and it was going to be great. Well, here's the update from my wife, because I said, I just got Quinn's message on the doorbell. He's throwing up, ? And here's where it gets worse, you guys.
Okay.
She says, while going number 2 on the toilet,
he threw up
all over himself and the floor right when I was about to get them out the door on the way to school.
Oh, poor Graham. Poor Ford.
And
There's poor nothing.
Kate, your wife is dealing with all this.
Right. I mean,
as she's working from home.
Bless her heart.
You.
Yeah, she's probably on a video call while all this is happening. But man, the throwing up while going. Like, can it get any worse?
I thought that only happens in movies.
Is it possible for it to get any worse? I don't think it is. Oh, I hope my little buddy is feeling better. Now, brings me to my next issue, because at this point, my wife is now not feeling good. She's got a sore throat. Both kids have had a fever. I'm the designated survivor. I'm the last one.
Oh, my God.
I'm the last one.
That's a lot of pressure.
That has not been affected. And yet, yesterday, I'm trying to comfort the kids who weren't feeling that good. And I'm cuddling with them, trying to get them down for a nap or whatever. And I had one on one side and one on the other.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to be the designated survivor. But I don't even know if my immune system is going to be able to handle this. I think I'm screwed.
I think you are, too. What about wearing a mask?
I think the damage is done. It's too late.
True. And tomorrow, you've already been exposed.
And tomorrow, I'm going to sit down for my afternoon, and then I'm going to throw up everywhere.
Ew!
Like, the writing's on the wall. This is bad. This is bad.
Oh, wow. My gosh. I feel bad for your new house.
I feel bad for everything.
Going through it.
The entire family. This is not good. I hope we make it through.
All right. Everyone keep Graham in your prayers. And his family. What do you have, Graham?
Please do. All right. Think about this when you are scheduling your next operation or surgery or procedure, because according to some new research.
How is this new?
It is new. Just trust me. A new study has found that if you are having surgery on a Friday, you are quite significantly increasing the probability that you're going to have some sort of complication to that procedure.
Really?
This has already been, things like this have been documented in the medical community. They call it the weekend effect, where they already see the care that happens on Saturdays and Sundays is not as good. You're not getting the top level doctors and nurses on those days because they're off. It's the weekend.
Oh, they're excited. Oh.
You're getting the lower level people. So already the weekend is a bad time to visit the ER and other places like that. Just that part's been documented. But apparently now they're seeing that actually carries over into Friday. So if you've got a surgery scheduled for a Friday, which is tomorrow, hopefully I'm not scaring anybody, but you might want to rethink that. This study found that people who underwent surgery on a Friday had a higher risk of death at 30 days, 9% increase, at 90 days, a 10% increase, and 1 year out, a 12% increase compared to surgeries performed any other day of the week. So
that's
Monday through
so
Thursday,
scary.
You're good. But on Friday, your risk of complications and mortality goes up significantly. I'd always heard this about, look, not just, you know, medical procedures, whatever, any sort of, anybody's doing any work for you, anything, you want to get them in the morning. I'd always heard that morning time is better than afternoon because everybody gets those afternoon sleepies. You get tired.
Yes.
You get a little, I'm almost off work. Let me just get through this. You want people are sharper and focused. I heard if you ever have to meet with a judge for sentencing, you want that in the morning when the judge is nice and sharp and fresh. And same thing for doctors and surgeons. You want them in the morning when they are fresh and ready to go.
Yep.
But turns out Friday, Saturday, Sunday is a big no-go.
Oh, my God. I think this is what happened to me when I got my eyebrows microbladed. I think I went on a Friday, and it was late afternoon.
Oh, that's
and that's
the,
why
that's
they're
the
crooked!
Kiss of death. No wonder. I've always thought one half of your face was angry at me, and the other half liked me.
Yeah, it's the eyebrows.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. This
and
whole
you know
time
what?
I've been wondering.
The girl who I thought I booked with, I remember not even getting her, probably because it was the weekend.
And she called out.
And yeah, she was the good one.
Wow. This explains so much.
Right, that's a big reminder for everybody. Like,
yeah,
big
don't
reminder.
Get your eyebrows microbladed on the weekend.
Or schedule a surgery or another
that,
procedure.
Or that.
But people are listening now and they have a surgery tomorrow. It's going to be fine.
You're
going to
be
totally fine. Totally fine. But
as long as it's in the morning.
Starting next week, get a Monday through Thursday procedure. You've been warned.
You've been warned. There's your warning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us on this Thursday. All right, it's not quite 8:20 yet, but what the hell? We're feeling good. We're going to just open up that talk back right now. You want these tickets to the Disneyland Resort? It's 4 2-day, one park per day tickets. You have to talk back now with your name, your phone number. We're not going to play your number on the air unless you want us to. But yeah, we have to have a way to hit you back and call you live on the air closer to 8:50 to let you know you've won. One person going to be winning these tickets. And sadly, today, this is your last,
oh my God.
Your last chance at these. Yes, so good luck.
my jewelry. I'll be back real soon. Can we talk?
All right, ladies. I want to know how you would handle this situation if you could ever do what this woman is doing.
Okay.
She says her and her husband, they were married for 6 years. They have three kids together, but then they just kind of grew apart and they decided we're better off as friends and they got a divorce.
Okay.
Now her man, well, ex-man, he went ahead and met another woman, looks exactly like her. Clearly he has a type. He met another woman that looks very, very similar
to her.
That
would bother me right there. Just that would bother me.
Well, what if that's his type?
No, it's kind of flattering, though. It's like, yeah, that's right. She looks like
But it also says that there was nothing special about you. You just fit that type.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? That it would bother me.
I guess. All right. So, and he ends up marrying this new woman. Okay. And they now have kids together. And the woman, the original woman who got divorced, she's now since married. And has moved on as well. But the interesting part about this is the both of these women have now become best friends. Beyond best friends.
Oh, okay.
So again, this is the woman. She divorced her husband. She says they grew apart. And their whole goal was to be really good at co-parenting. Well, they took it to another level because now she has become best friends with his new wife. And she says they are so close that they even wax each other.
Wait, what?
Like their legs.
It doesn't say. It says they even wax each other.
Like their mustaches.
Maybe that, or maybe
their unibrows?
Other areas, because they say they call and text each other constantly. They have blended the families almost. It does kind of sound like they're sister wives a little bit, but this woman has moved on and she's married a new husband and he must be okay with this. But her and she has become best friends with her ex's now new wife. Could you ever become super close with your ex's new partner? Because she says they are besties. They're so much alike, so similar. Obviously, they look a lot alike, but they're very similar in a lot of other ways. And they love it. They're best friends.
I want to say, like, I hope one day I could reach that level of maturity. But right now, I just don't know. I don't think so. I mean, not so close that we're waxing each other. Not like that. I mean, I wouldn't wax anyone, so.
Let's start there. But that's a very, close bond if you are waxing someone.
I mean, I guess in that case, like, there's kids involved, so it makes sense why they would have such a close relationship.
I was going to say, this is, like, best case scenario. I love that they're able to do this and blend the families. And they're hanging out, which means, like, the children are having a really close relationship as well.
I love that. But
that's the only, like, reason why I would even want to be friends with, like, my ex's, I guess, partner is if there were kids involved. If there are no kids involved, then no, like, get out of my life.
I mean, nobody is being friends with their ex's new girl. I mean, I guess it does happen, but...
Well, it's happened right here.
But I mean, I was going to say more so when there are kids involved because you're forced to have somewhat of a relationship with that person.
Right, you want to put on a front like it's all amicable, but deep down, you're like, I hate their guts, and if I ever get a chance to wax them, I'm going to make sure I do a horrible job and leave a big strip of fur across their back.
But also, feeling like that, doesn't that also mean that you're like holding on to something from the ex? If you're still, like, harboring all these negative feelings and emotions?
We're human beings, Selena. Yeah. We're just human beings trying to survive and can't help our human emotions.
Because if somebody treated you, like, if somebody did you wrong, you know you're holding on to those feelings. Especially if that person is still, like, somewhat in your life.
I think that's the thing for me. It would be, like, triggering more than anything.
Yes.
This scenario that I described may be a little different because she said, I mean, their divorce sounded more or less like it wasn't with a major incident that caused it. They just decided we're better off friends. We're not supposed to be in a romantic relationship.
Let's try to figure out what they're waxing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll shoot him an email.
Maybe like the armpits.
See if I can find out.
The sideburns, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Some people do that.
Graham, can I ask a question?
Vagine!
Yeah. Do men know? I don't know why I reacted that way. Sorry. Do men know that women have armpit hair?
Yeah, we're aware of it, but we'd like to not think about it.
Okay, I've come across somebody who I used to work with who, like, had no idea that women even grew.
Are you serious?
Yes. So I don't know if it was, like, a known thing amongst men.
Would it be as, and I can show you mine, but, like, would it be as thick and full as mine?
If we just let it
grow? Or would it be, like, a little more dainty?
I think it's a little more dainty.
Well, show us yours.
It's cuter.
I'm not showing you.
You just said, you just offered. Just show it.
Take a look. Oh, there. See? It's just like,
Wait, you don't even have any.
Yeah, I do.
Where?
There's like two hairs.
Barely. You have dainty armpits. Yeah.
I don't have dainty armpits.
Yes,
I'm a
you
man.
Do.
Yeah.
They like sparkle.
I have rugged armpits.
The hair is very sparse. Do you wax?
I don't wax. Oh. I'm not a very hairy person, despite what you think about me. Slizzle is like, oh, the hair on this guy's the hairiest guy. I'm really not that hairy of a guy. A little bit of chest hair.
I believe you now.
Bit of leg hair.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hope you're having a great morning. Before we get back to our meeting in the ladies' room, we've been all morning following up on what's happening at Graham's house right now.
Total disaster week in general. Both my kids came down with fevers at different times. We thought they were going back to school today. Had a nightmare of a night last night. Smoke detector going off, all sorts of stuff. Dog barking, got no sleep. And then I learned this morning that as my wife was about to bring the kids to school, my son Ford, who was on the toilet going number two, decided to throw up everywhere at that exact moment.
Good morning. This message is for Graham. I just wanted to let you know the flu is going around. It is very rough. So either keep your distance, but with kids, I know you can't, so maybe wear a mask because you may think you won't get it, and then you'll be punched in the throat by the flu, and it is horrible. Take care. I hope the kiddos feel better. Bye.
Oh, I hope I don't get this. And yesterday I was snuggling both of them, trying to, you know, comfort them in their afternoon. You know, trying to get him to take a little rest in the afternoon, and both of them just breathing right into my face.
You're getting it.
And my wife, my wife says she's got a sore throat today.
Oh no, it's and starting.
I'm the lone survivor right now.
Oh no,
I feel great.
Graham, I thought you were rarely sick because it was a mind over matter thing. So just think positive that you're not getting sick.
That's a good point.
That's a good point. I didn't remember that. Yeah. Getting sick is for the weak.
You don't believe in getting sick. You never get sick.
This one's going to be a tough thing to avoid because my entire house has gotten it. But I have heard that. I've talked to so many families that have had the flu or whatever is going around this year. And everybody says it is rough.
Hey, Graham, I just want to tell you I feel your pain. My son came down with neurovirus and was, you know, puking and is coming out of both ends and then passed on to me and my husband. And, you know, when we thought the worst of it was over, he then came down with the flu. These kids are just full of germs, and I'm so sorry. I feel your pain. I promise once it's over, you know, you'll have some free time. But for now, just lots of Pedialyte. I wish you luck, buddy.
Oh, no. Maybe he doesn't have the flu. Yeah, maybe it's norovirus or something else.
Can you imagine going, like she said, having going norovirus right into the flu?
Yeah,
like, could life be any more cruel?
No. Did you and your family get the flu vaccine?
We have my kids probably have. I didn't.
Wow.
I haven't
wow,
this year.
Yeah. Wow. I'm going to need both of you to stay away because, Selena, you've been sniffly too. I cannot get sick. I have a Vegas trip happening next weekend. Please.
You're going to get sick there. What is the difference?
Yeah,
I'd rather get sick there
more
there.
Than
get
just the flu.
Sick
come
before.
On.
Yeah. Getting sick before is worse.
My kids' doctor said that this year's flu shot, not really doing much for this flu anyways.
No.
Yeah, it's always the effective rate is always... It varies every year based on what strain that they think is going to be the one that's going around, the dominant one. And they formulate for that, but they don't always get it right.
Right. All right, back to our meeting in the ladies' room. Oh, by the way, continue to get those talkbacks in today. This is your last chance to win tickets for the Disneyland Resort. So leave those talkbacks with your name, your phone number. Closer to 8:50, we're going to be calling whoever wins this live on the air, letting them know that they've won. All right, our meeting in the ladies' room. Relationship experts are saying that cozy pajamas could negatively impact a relationship. What do you guys wear to bed?
Oh, it varies. It goes from really ugly, like, old t-shirt to, like, silky pajamas. There's no in-between.
Wait, but what? Old t-shirt and what?
And nothing.
Oh,
or
just old t-shirt.
T-shirt and
nothing
old
on the bottom?
Sweats sometimes.
Okay.
If it's really cold sweats, if it's kind of then just my undies.
Oh.
Oh.
Interesting.
Wait, I don't know
a lot of people's ears just perked up. Maybe go into more detail about this.
But yeah, what kind of underwear?
Yeah, describe them.
The very like cute ones with a little lace.
Okay, stop it. You stick up.
I mean, we wanted it. This is the JV show. It's a very honest. You're in the
trust
and you
know,
and you live by yourself.
Yeah.
So this is what you're wearing to bed by yourself.
Yeah.
Yes. Now
so you know it's not shaved.
Stop.
I didn't mean to say.
Yeah, it's probably not.
No, it is.
Oh.
Oh.
Go on in great detail. Tell us more.
I've tried like the full nude. like going to bed like that, it just doesn't feel as comfy as wearing something on top.
So you mean to tell me that at home in your apartment by yourself, and where do you live, Millbrae?
San Mateo.
There are some nights where you're just like, you know what?
Completely naked in bed by yourself.
Fully in the buff.
I've tried it, but it's not as comfy. So I like having something up top. If not, I get too cold.
Okay.
Got it. Selena, what do you wear? I have a feeling it's not that, what was just described there.
It's nothing like that. I used to go back and forth between, like, same thing, like t-shirts, sweats, still do the t-shirts, or I would have, like, you know, the really, like, hosy, like, pajama pants on. Those are my favorites.
Oh, God, I feel bad for your man.
Well, I'm getting to this. This expert says pajamas like this, it's not just nightwear. It's a signal that you're not prioritizing attraction.
Couldn't agree more.
And it's funny that you say that, Graham. This is honestly something that me and my man have talked about. And so ever since, I don't know when we got together, I've had to like switch up what I wear to bed.
And what have you switched up to? Hang on.
I mean...
So you have the talk. He's like, look, these frumpy sweatpants and these giant fuzzy socks and your Crocs that you're wearing to bed, no longer.
Right.
And your black hooded sweatshirt.
No hoodies, no Crocs.
I picture you wearing exactly what you wear here to work. That's what you wear to bed.
And I used to have like my daytime leggings and like my nighttime leggings.
Right.
And like old t-shirt. Like,
and your daytime Crocs and your nighttime Crocs.
Nighttime Crocs, nighttime Uggs.
Yep.
That I would wear to my bed.
Yeah. And now, what have you switched it up to?
Now, nothing like Jess. Like, I'm not wearing big lacy granny panties. I can't do the naked either. I'm with you. I just can't.
It's at least one thing.
It's not comfortable for me. But now,
I'll
have to wear. I'll wear like a little like short set with like a little like you know pajama tank top or something like that.
Okay, we're back in. Guys' ears are perking up again.
But my husband is saying exactly what this expert is saying, that. Yeah, wearing that, it's signaling to that person that you're not in the mood. You don't want to be close to them. You're kind of like shutting them out.
Wow.
And I didn't know that this is how men viewed that. I'm just trying to be comfortable.
But I feel like men, yeah, I didn't think so either. I feel like they look at clothing, but they don't care as long as it comes off.
Yeah, but you know how many, when we're fighting through layers of like, you know, these floppy sweats, and then there's a pair of leggings on under that, and then beneath that, there's like some fur lined, you know, something else. It's just like, how many layers are there? Give up.
You know what, too? It's like, my grandma had 12 kids, and I don't think she was wearing any, like, lacy, cute pajamas. Like, back in the day, they were wearing just, like, a super long gown. Like, did guys like those back then, or what?
Probably.
Yeah.
But she wasn't wearing sweats under that.
That's true. Flip the gown up.
Yeah, she wasn't wearing Crocs under that. I'll say this. There is something to this. Now, we're not saying ladies don't be comfortable. I think there's a happy medium where you can have something that doesn't look like what you would wear on an airplane or to the DMV, which is
the
frumpiest, you know, clothes ever. There's something in between that's probably just as comfortable, but also like a little bit cute. You know, we don't want you sacrificing your comfort and sleeping in something uncomfortable, but it could be, there is probably a cuter version out there of, you know, the old flannels that you got.
This expert said that wearing cozy pajamas, like the big thick fleece stuff, it's not death of intimacy, but that couples should be more intentional by making an extra effort with what you wear to bed. And they also said that couples who sleep naked are happier.
Graham, are you going to be trying this with your wife?
I mean, it's not up for me to decide what she wears to bed. I just wear my underwear. So, I'm holding up my end of the bargain. I just like, sometimes I wonder as she comes to bed, and look, we live in a new house. We got a nice new heating system. We got insulation, and she shows up. I'm like, I'm roasting hot in our room. I'm kicking the blankets off, and she shows up to bed wearing, you know, a leather parka and, you know, a scarf and like mittens and everything. And like some leggings that her grandma crocheted her at one time. You know, it's like wearing she's like wearing a quilt, you know what I mean? And then piling all the blankets on top of her. I'm like, how is our temperature this different? I'm sweating over here.
I'm always cold. But you know what else? And you can probably, I know you and your wife can relate to this. It's like, I can never be that person that sleeps naked or in anything that's like teeny tiny, because we have to get up multiple times a night because the kids are up and they're crying and they're screaming and one's just walking around. Like, same thing in your house, Graham. It's like, I can't just be like, hop out of bed naked and go tend to my kids. You know, that's
I keep the lights off for that reason. You don't need to see what's happening here. No, I mean, I get it. But I think, again, I think there is, and there's probably a lot of people that disagree with this take, but I think there is, you know, we don't want you to sacrifice your comfort, right. But you could step up your sleepwear game, ladies. Just slightly. Wow. Just slightly.
Hey, after having that talk with my husband, I made the change.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you for being here today. Okay, so we are about to give out our last set of Disneyland tickets. Thank you to everyone.
Please call me. Please call
who
me.
Who left call your talk backs trying to win these. Listen up. Here is the winning talk back.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Shayna from Pittsburgh. I'm calling in hopes to win the Disneyland tickets. This would be a great surprise for my husband and our three kids. Especially it was just my husband's birthday last week. So, I hope we win. My number is 925-388-388. Thank you.
All right. We're dialing her up.
Let's dial her up. Shayna?
Shayna.
Shayna from Pittsburgh?
Mm-hmm.
She better answer this phone. Shayna from Pittsburgh.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Shayna from Pittsburgh?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Shayna, do you have a husband that recently had a birthday?
He did.
What's his name?
RJ.
This seems to check out. Let me give her one of these.
Sure, it's
who
her.
Gives a fart?
Yeah, who gives a fart about that birthday?
Shayna, you just won!
Oh my gosh, no way. Do you know, me and my three kids, we were all in the car this morning trying to call for the Yup Nope game.
Oh my gosh. Well, you just got 4 2-day, 1 park per day Disneyland Resort.
Nice job.
Tickets.
Now, oh my gosh. Thank you guys so much.
Congratulations. I'm so happy for you. All right, hang on.
That was it.
Oh, I thought
you
were
want to like
say.
Hype up and tell her about the Disneyland.
You know what?
Like
I will.
Yeah.
At the Disneyland Resort, the happiest place on earth, you'll find all kinds of happy, you guys. Like the travel to a galaxy far, far away kind of happy, or the my dream is finally coming true kind of happy. Nice.
Or the angry from the other JV Show listeners that didn't win now hate Shayna from Pittsburgh's guts.
Not that.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, access to excellence.
So Justin Baldoni is now being accused of toxic positivity.
What? Stop it. Is that a thing?
I guess it. I mean, we've heard of toxic, like, negativity, you know, in the workplace, but I guess he was too positive that it was toxic.
Wow.
There's a former Wayfarer Studios employee. This is, you know, his production company, Justin's. And this former staffer is calling him out, claiming that his charitable efforts and different things that he would do while working for him just felt so fake. This former employee did an interview with the LA Times, and it was published yesterday, and he was talking about how Justin once recorded himself giving clothes to homeless people during this Skid Row Carnival of Love event that he would put on every year in LA. He also claimed...
What a good guy.
I know. He also claims that Justin would request that employees sign all their emails with so much love. Like, that's what they had to write. Like, so much love and then their name. This person says it was just constant positivity all the time. I would say toxic positivity because it felt so fake.
What in the Ted Lasso is this? The toxic positivity? That's not a thing.
Some people just exude
positivity. Now, some people, where I could understand if you are just doing it for social media and you're not really a positive person and you're just trying to showcase yourself doing all these good deeds, you know, for your own self-image, that bugs me. But if you're just genuinely a positive person that does really great stuff for other people...
But haven't you ever come across somebody who's just like too positive?
And you're
like,
Ted Lasso.
Watched that.
Oh,
I know.
Selena.
I know.
Great show.
It's better than meeting somebody who is super negative about everything.
Seriously.
Yeah, I would rather have a positive person.
People that are so, their initial response, people need to remember that when somebody comes with an idea or something in the workplace and the people that instantly say something negative about it and that's your first reaction, you need to Ted Lasso yourself and reframe that and like think about. There are some people, we all know them. That's their gut reaction to everything is something negative. Well, that won't work because, how about let's start with how can we make this work?
Mm-hmm. You got to stop with the Ted Lasso references. I don't understand them.
I'm just quoting myself
you said Ted Lasso yourself or something like
Ted Lasso is just a very, very positive guy in the show.
Have that's you all, seen the show? That's
Selena, all, you're being very negative
you,
right now.
Oh, I'm feeling the negativity.
I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Hey, Gypsy Rose is weighing in on Casey Anthony giving legal advice. Have you guys heard about this?
Yes.
Saw something about this. She's on TikTok or something.
Casey Anthony is on TikTok, and she is charging people to give legal advice. If you don't know who Casey Anthony is, she was on trial in 2011 for the murder of her daughter. She was found not guilty. And it's one of those things where it's like, all the evidence is pointing to you did it. There's no way you didn't do it, yet she was acquitted.
Right.
And now you're charging people to give legal advice, and photographer caught up with Gypsy Rose.
Casey Anthony has a new Substack where she's charging people to give them legal advice. Even though she's not a lawyer, like, do you think that's a good thing? What do you think about
that?
No,
not at all.
What if the next big beef was Gypsy Rose and Casey Anthony?
Oh my God.
And they're like dropping diss tracks and stuff now.
Go for it. Yeah. Have at it, ladies.
Why are they asking Gypsy Rose? Oh my gosh.
She recently commented on the Menendez brothers.
Yeah.
Like, they're asking Gypsy what she thinks about that. Like, she's the last person who should be giving any of these people advice.
Did they catch up to her at the Dollar Tree?
No, she was at the airport.
Oh, got it.
I don't think she goes there anymore.
And it was Dollar General.
Oh.
Graham.
Dollar General's her store. Sorry. Don't want to besmirch the great name of the general.
Graham, what do you have?
All right. Utah poised to become the first state in the country to really start asking for verification for age when downloading apps. This is obviously mainly targeting social media companies. Utah tried to pass a couple other things before where they wanted parental permission, age requirements to be able to be on social media sites, but that ultimately got kind of shut down by a judge. Now they've got a bill that's advanced all the way to their governor's desk, and should they sign it, this will become law, and it will require that app stores verify the ages of users and get parental consent for downloading the app. So your kid that's not quite old enough to be on Instagram, they would have to prove they are they are old enough in the app store and get your consent to download that social media app to their phone. Surprisingly, I guess maybe not surprisingly, Meta, Snap, and X all issued a joint statement saying they were supporting this. They think this is a good idea. Whether or not it's because they don't want to shoulder the burden themselves, which I think that's why it's not surprising to me. They don't want to be the ones responsible for verifying the age of the users on their platforms.
So far, it hasn't been working.
Right, and they'd like to pass that off to somebody else, pass that off to the app stores, Google and Apple. Okay, you guys figure out how to verify the age of the users, and then it sort of absolves them of any wrongdoing in all this, which they know exactly what they're doing, and they could do a better job of age verification if they wanted to. They don't. They want more users on their platform.
I know.
Spoiler alert. But it'll be interesting to see if this does get signed into law, how it's rolled out, and then if other states follow suit.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
I do too. I mean, I think there needs to be, but again, I think the burden lies not just on the app stores, I think on the companies as well. They all need to come up with a unified plan.
Yes. Yep. All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right. So earlier we were talking about how what you wear to bed can kill your relationship, or it can be really, really good if you wear absolutely nothing, according to relationship experts. But those big, cozy fleece pajamas that, you know, us ladies love to wear because they're so comfortable, that is killing your relationship, according to experts, because it's signaling to your man or to your partner that, hey, hands off. No touchy. I'm prioritizing comfort.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to weigh in on the women's sleep stuff. Personally, ladies, sleeping naked, supposed to let everything air out. It's better for your down there health. And, hey, it's free. Men like naked. That's great. Although I agree, probably the birth control pajamas are not the best thing to wear, you know, the flannels and everything. But, you know, it's a little one-sided. Guys expect you to wear lingerie, and they're still wearing the same basketball shorts from college.
Thank you.
Hey, those basketball shorts are our friends. We had a lot of good memories with those basketball shorts from college.
Throw them away.
Come on.
I love that she calls them birth control pajamas. That was great. That Thank you for that talk
an accurate
back.
Nickname.
Good morning. My name is KJ. I'm definitely in that boat where I like to wear like comfy sweats and stuff at home or to bed. And I had a pair that had maybe like one too many oil stains on them, and my partner didn't like them. But he ended up buying me a new pair of sweats with like lots of pockets on them, so definitely an upgrade. So there's definitely a happy medium in like fashionable, like comfy, like sleepwear. Have a good day, y'all.
Hey, you too.
I got some questions.
Me too. Why do you need all those pockets to go to bed?
What are you storing at?
Snacks, obviously.
Yeah, I guess you could put some snacks in the pockets.
I guess if you're sick, some tissues to blow your nose. I hate having to get up and do that in the middle of the night.
A water bottle, maybe. I get thirsty.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess the pockets. So I'm going to go sleep in my cargo shorts tonight, just like pockets on pockets.
I love that.
But I do like that she mentions that her man's the one that bought her the pajamas, because it's like, hey, you want me to look good when I go to sleep?
But wouldn't you, if you noticed that your partner had, she said it had too many oil stains on it. What are you, changing the oil of your car in your pajamas? Let's work on that. Let's get you some coveralls.
Maybe that's why she needs all the pockets.
Coveralls or something. Yeah, she's got some wrenches in there.
Her work boots. Yeah. There's just like mud all over the sheets.
Got a quart of fresh Valvoline in there. She wants to keep in one of the pockets. But I agree with her. There is sort of a happier medium. There's like an upgraded version of your super comfy stuff, so you can still be comfortable, but wear something slightly more attractive.
I need those.
Like,
where can I buy some sexy, fancy sweats from? Because that's what I need.
Yeah, they're out there.
Send me the links. Really quick, there is a sushi dine and dasher that's been caught in Campbell. So this was at Sushi Confidential. The owner of the restaurant, Randy Musterer, actually posted about this online. He says that there was a guy who over 2 months racked up over $1,000 in unpaid sushi and beer. And he would go to their two locations. Like one time he'd go here and go next, and he would just kind of like alternate. And so they knew who this guy was. He wasn't paying for his stuff. They had his picture. And then they caught him.
In the act?
He got caught in the act. Nice. They spotted him. He was on the patio. He was dining alone, trying to be all incognito. He's wearing a hoodie. He had his hat on, trying to stay under the radar. And he said they played it smart. Went over there, took his order, okay? Served him his food. But then they immediately closed out his check to see how he'd react. So they give him his food, and they automatically come back with the check.
Asked him to pay, like, okay, here you go.
Like, here's your check.
Settle up.
And the first thing he did was ask where the bathroom was.
Good. Yeah,
and the owner was like, sure enough, classic move. That way he can sneak out the back. That's what he did all the other times. But this time they were on top of it. They were anticipating this move. So the person that was taking the order ran to the other exit and caught him in the act as he was trying to escape from there and confronted him.
Busted.
That's when he panicked and he ran back through the restaurant and bolted out the front door. And then they were able to call Campbell PD and they ended up catching the guy. Wow. He had a warrant out for his arrest for something else. Oh,
so here's two things. My first question, though. Is this, because we talked about there's a serial dine and dasher that was hitting all sorts of Bay Area bars and restaurants.
Yes.
And he had been busted a couple times, but by all accounts had continued to do it. Do we know if this is the same guy?
That I don't know. I think it's a different guy.
Okay.
I think.
Because this fits that. I mean, what a good twist in the story. We got the guy, if it was the same guy that had been hitting up all these other
that part has not been
places
confirmed.
In San Francisco and on the peninsula. Now, secondly, why would you go? Why? How dumb are you to go back to the same restaurant that you dined and dashed from?
Thank you.
Like, what are you doing?
You know you're on camera. They know your face. Mm-hmm.
And you know how many different restaurants there are? I mean, if you were going to dine and dash, you could dine and dash from a different restaurant
every single time.
Every day. And then they wouldn't be waiting
for
you.
Come on, Dine and Dashers. Use your head a little
bit. Seriously.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.